This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In Canada, First Nations leaders will meet next week with government officials to discuss recent allegations of abuse by provincial police officers towards Native women. Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Tensions and tempers have run high since the allegations surfaced more than a week ago, with Native leaders demanding an immediate meeting with Premier Philippe Couillard. Ghislaine Picard is the chief of the Assembly of First Nations of Quebec and Labrador.
It needs to be addressed at the highest level possible. In our view, it cannot go lower than the Premier of Quebec, Mr. Couillard. So we are demanding that a meeting take place as soon as possible with the Premier and First Nation leadership.
Both sides have softened their tone since, and Picard, instead of demanding the meeting, has since invited the Premier to a meeting. But it's clear the Quebec government has been on the defensive for several days over the issue. Native leaders say the region in northern Quebec near the town of Val-d'Or is in crisis, and that the province's Aboriginal people have lost confidence in the provincial police force. Several Aboriginal women had come forward alleging they had either been assaulted by police officers or forced to perform sexual acts. Eight provincial police officers have been suspended pending the results of an inquiry. The Premier says his government is willing to launch a public inquiry into relations between Natives and non-Natives in Quebec. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Federal agencies are cracking down on the reproduction and sale of fake American Indian art. This week, agents issued more than a dozen search warrants, made three arrests, handed down 10 subpoenas, and seized assets in four states, including New Mexico, under the two-year investigation called Operation Alzuni. Officials say this is the largest investigation since the inception of the more than two decades-old Indian Arts and Crafts Act. Indian Arts and Crafts Board Chairman Harvey Pratt says it's illegal to sell or display any goods, which falsely suggests it's an Indian product.
Indian Arts and Crafts Board believe this has been a landmark investigation. I think it's going to promote us forward to cause other investigations to occur along the same lines.
At a press conference Thursday in Albuquerque, Pratt, along with federal officials, announced the ongoing investigation. Three New Mexicans, Nael Ali, Mohammed Abed Manazra, and Christina Bowen, are charged with conspiracy to violate the law. They allegedly imported and sold Filipino-made jewelry as Native American-made. For example, two Navajo-style rings were sold for nearly $700. Warrants were executed Wednesday in jewelry stores in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Gallup, and a production shop in Zuni. Officials say fake art hurts tribes and individuals economically and diminishes the livelihoods of Indian artists by lowering the market and giving an unfair competition. It also lowers artist standards. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service led the investigation after entering into an agreement in 2012 with the Indian Arts and Crafts Board. There are only two agents assigned to do just that. Yet officials, including U.S. Attorney for New Mexico, Damon Martinez, says this is a priority.
We're hoping that this will send a message to those folks who are selling the fake material, the fake jewelry, under false pretenses, that they will get the message that this is important and they should watch out.
Renowned Anishinaabe artist Sam English says his work was ripped off before and he took the individual to court. English says fake art is hard to monitor.
I think it's been a major priority for the last 100 years, because if you want to maintain the integrity of Indian arts and crafts, then you have to show that there is integrity. When this starts happening, people stay away from Old Town, you know, or they stay away from Santa Fe. Indian artists quit, their stuff stopped selling for a while. We need the money. We have to keep it going. So if we had more active investigators going on monitoring this, it would be great.
If convicted, the three people face 5 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
Support for this program is provided by the Native American Rights Fund, reminding you that sovereignty is not free. You too can become a modern-day warrior. Stand firm with NARF. Learn more at narf.org and join the fight for Native rights.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.